Hello. Good morning. I don't care if it's not the morning where you are right now. I'm wishing you a good morning from earlier. I hope it was good. It's too late now for it to be good if it wasn't, but you still say that to people. You're like, oh, I hope you had a great weekend. Even though it's past, you can't do, you're hoping. What are you hoping for? You can't hope. It either was or it wasn't. It's just being courteous. It's just being nice, right? Saying good morning, and you're like, hey, it's not the morning. My morning was terrible. I'm just being nice. Not saying that any of you would be that contrarian. Man, it is cloudy as fuck up in this Scotland. I don't mind it. It's just always about to rain. I'm going to have to stop talking about the weather here. Eventually. Not yet. It's what everybody talks about. Like, can you believe it? It's August and it's 64 degrees. But, last night went and saw Jacqueline have her first show. That was great. She's great. So, of course. And that was about it. Didn't go see any other shows tonight. We're going to go see Mike Kaplan's show, our friend Mike Kaplan, a very funny comedian. You might have seen him on various television things. I think he has a Netflix special. So, and there's a bunch of good people here, friends. It's fun seeing friends in another place. You know, used to seeing them in New York or maybe Los Angeles, but then now we're all in Scotland. It's like those, like a special episode of Saved by the Bell when they all go to France or something. Did they do that? They must have. And then hey, look, it's all the Saved by the Bell people, but they're at the Eiffel Tower. Look at Mr. Belding in the beret. He was a wacky guy. He's still around, still being wacky. Still being Mr. Belding. I always like it when somebody is like known for like the one thing and they're like, fuck it. I'll embrace it. I'm Mr. Belding. Although that Screech, Dustin Diamond, he seems like he's maybe got some issues. And I saw a video of him on YouTube doing stand-up. And I'm not a stand-up critic. You know what I mean? I'm just a guy. I just worry about my own thing. But whatever. Maybe you like him. Maybe you enjoy the stand-up of Diamond. Who am I to tell you not to? I don't know why I felt like to go, like I should go down that road. I just was talking about that with somebody on Facebook there, because everybody's talking about Nanette, and I'm like, I'm not a critic, and here I am, almost critique. You know what? I only saw a little bit. It's on YouTube. You need to see stand-up live, or even when they tape it for like a Netflix or HBO special, at least it's kind of staged for that. Somebody takes out their phone at a stand-up show. You don't have the vibe of the room. The person's not playing the cameras. They're playing to the room in a way that you can't really capture. I'm saying if you ever see a stand-up video of me, I'm playing to the room and you don't understand. Unless you think it's great, and then in which case you get it, you're on board. Should I look at the news? Oh, I was enjoying not being consumed by it, although I was slightly. I'm still looking at Twitter. Paid for the extra, like, oh, use your data in another country, and we'll only charge you, so much. You know, like, oh, well, I kind of want my data. And I want to be able to text people. Spotify removes episodes of podcast hosted by Alex Jones. Thank you, Spotify. Why is Alex Jones tolerated? I'll critique Alex Jones. He's a piece of shit. I just have a real issue with the whole... I'm not even like Pizzagate. I mean, that's just stupid. Pizzagate's dumb, and it did cause a psycho to go over to the to the pizza place with a gun to try to free the children in the basement that doesn't exist. But Pizzagate is it's that Sandy Hook thing that you fuck you forever with your Sandy Hook conspiracy theory, because either unless if he's really mentally ill, then get some care. But if he's just a piece of shit trying to cash in, fuck him. All right, let's be positive. Let me be positive for the rest of this show. Come on. So I have to look for a nice positive. Worker accidentally cuts down Sir David Attenborough's 9-acre butterfly project. Oh, that doesn't sound positive. I'll move on. I just saw Sir David Attenborough. Chefs Guy Fieri and Jose Andre joined forces to feed thousands affected by California fires. Let me tell you, I don't know about Jose Andre, but I guess he's a nice guy to do this. But this Guy Fieri, he is always helping people. Whenever I see a story about Guy Fieri, he's like, I'm helping people. Oh, is there a disaster? Let me go make some burgers for these people. And he's out there just cooking away. I've never eaten at one of his restaurants, but I would. I think the Times Square one closed down. Everybody was like shitting on it. Times Square real estate's so expensive. You got to charge crazy prices for everything. Like, there's no reasonably priced food in Times Square. So if you're going to a restaurant there, you're going to pay too much for a burger. Don't go there. You don't even have to get on a subway. Walk 5 minutes west to 9th Avenue, and you will pay half for good food that you would pay for in Times Square. You want a burger? Go to 45th and 9th. Five napkin burgers, very nice. I used to go there when I lived in that neighborhood. I saw one of the guys from Mad Men eating there. I mean, it's a chain. That's just the first. No, there's a better. There's an Island Burger on 9th Avenue. Go to Island Burger. That's a little travel tip for you. And then go to the M&M store and just eat all the M&Ms you want. But don't pay for them. Looking for another positive story and then I'm getting out of here. Oh no, that's terrible. Holy God. Be happy I'm not reading you that story. It is heart-wrenching. Okay, this is just a public service announcement. It's not really good, but it's, please do not wash or reuse condoms, CDC warns. The Center for Disease Control has to warn everybody that condoms are single use. I mean, I'm all for recycling. And I get it. It can be costly if you use condoms as your main source of birth control and you're getting your fuck on. But that's not going to help anybody. Washing them out? That's got to go right in the trash. All right, everybody, let's pull it together. Let's act like we've been here before. Dad detains naked accused child molester at gunpoint in park. So that's the good guy with the gun they're always talking about. That sounds like a reasonable thing to do. Hold a child molester at gunpoint in a park. Naked child molester in the park. Yeah, that guy needs to be detained for the authorities. Okay, one more. Autism, sleep apnea now qualify for medical marijuana in Minnesota. Go Minnesota. That sounds, well, sleep apnea, I don't know how it helps with that or autism. It helps with the human condition. How about being a person? That's the you need medical marijuana for. Hey, I have to live. Oh, here's a prescription. Just wait till your day's over. at the end of the day, when you want to relax, you put on Netflix, you smoke this, and it washes it all away. Oh, are you just medicating as opposed to dealing with the issues? Maybe. But guess what about those issues? They will be gone relatively soon. Hopefully. I think when you die, those issues probably go away. That's my show. Chris Laker is dead here in Edinburgh. Get over here. Get to Edinburgh. Come see me. Come see every show. 5:30. I thought they did military time here for everything. Because when they kept on all the stuff, it would be like 17:30. But then when you're here, everybody's doing AM, PM. So it doesn't even matter. And they take Apple Pay everywhere. You don't even need to get cash. Just take your phone. You're ready to go. Come over. And the border, easiest border crossing I ever had at that airport. It's a dream. Just get over here to Scotland. Enjoy the nice climate, you know, and see a bunch of shows. Or stay at home. Go to the beach. I don't know. Do whatever the fuck you want. But that's my suggestion. All right. I'm going to go. But I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.